All right, folks, without further ado, here's the rest of the interview with Joe. Hope you enjoy. Thank you for listening.
He introduces this medicine called Apokyn, and it's been a game changer for me, changed my life. It's an injection, like an EpiPen, like a diabetic would use. And the benefit is that it bypasses the stomach. It's a little needle. You take it like a diabetic would into a fatty part of your body. And it works within 5 to 10 minutes because it's an apomorphine, which is it's a dopamine agonist,
yeah.
Meaning that it mimics dopamine, and it goes tricks the brain into thinking you have more dopamine, but it bypasses the stomach, and you get it out of your off within 5 or 10 minutes, and then you get I feel like pretty much normal for about an hour and a half, and then that starts wearing off out of your system, and then by then my pill's kicking in. So I've been getting to a point where I'm trying to avoid all altogether, and it's making for a much smoother day. And I'm getting
much smoother day, much better quality of life.
Absolutely, it's been a game. You can take it up to 5 times a day. You take it as needed. I've never had to take it 5 times a day, but you know when I need it, you know, I call it my Philly special. When I call it, bring it out of my pocket. It works all the time. And it's been amazing. I've been on it for about 2.5 to 3 years, and it's changed everything that I do.
Nice, nice, nice. Oh man, I was paying attention and I lost my train of thought. Oh.
Yeah, that's another symptom we got, but we don't forget. We just have it takes longer to collect some of our.
Very collected. Yeah, and I think you said it that it bypasses the stomach and makes for easier absorption. And because of that, I'm assuming there's no side effects. Or there's minimal side effects?
There's a couple. You've got low blood pressure. See, it's real well supported. A nurse will come to your house once they prescribe it. It's a specialty drug, so it doesn't go through the department, through the pharmacies. It'll be sent to your house. And then once you get it, you call their nurse. The nurse will come to your house and show you how to use it, put you on what dose works for you, that kind of thing. But if you have low blood pressure issues, like any Parkinson's medicine, it can lower your blood pressure.
Yeah.
And that's the only one I heard it's to be more serious than monitor. My case, I had a little nausea at the first time I took it. Like I was gagging a little bit. But once they titrate, find you the right dose, what you need.
Yeah, that's like any medication.
Yeah, and I eat with it, so which you can because it's not going in my stomach, and I feel fine.
Nice.
I mean, I've ran in 2 5Ks the last couple of years. I played in my father-son basketball game. I mean, I'm doing stuff. I'm much more focused at work because it helps with the – people don't realize that you know it, but people don't realize that Parkinson's also affects your non-motor skills, like your like focus and multitasking.
Yeah, that multitasking.
They bother me more than the motor skill.
Wait, what was that last part?
The non-motor skills bother me more than my motor skills being affected.
You know what? And I've noticed that. Like some days, I'm more worried about the focusing that I don't even notice the tremors. But then it's a vicious cycle because you can't not focusing is on a symptom onto itself. But
exactly.
Then,
you
add the motor tremors that are distracting, and then makes the focusing even worse.
Exactly, and then the stress. You're right because you're stressed. You get more stressed out, and that enhances the symptoms. You know, because you're focusing on one thing and it just enhances the other symptoms that you face.
Yeah. Now you said you did 5Ks and stuff like that. What are your, I'm a big proponent on exercise and Parkinson's, and I've been trying to yell it from the rooftops.
Yeah. Well, exercise is the number one thing. If you and I could put exercise in a pill, we'd be millionaires.
Oh my God. Tell me about it.
But the key is for exercise, you got to get to the gym. You got to, you know, be able to. I take the shot before I go to the gym because I do the rock steady boxing. I don't know if you're doing that yet.
No, so that's, I'm hoping next month, one of the hospital system that I belong to, one of the therapists has just become a trainer. So I think he's putting a class next month. So I'm looking forward to that because I've heard great things about
it. You'll love it. Yeah, that's as an intense workout as I got when I was playing football. I mean, I don't do things as well, but you get out of there, it seems like if you get an hour and a half workout and a real good workout, it seems like my pills work better throughout the day. I feel better throughout the day. And because you got to keep moving. You got to keep moving. And,
yeah.
And why shouldn't our exercises be intense? I mean, we do them a little slower, but they're just as intense because the trainer's on your back.
Oh, yeah.
And you're in a room with people that are going through the same thing you are. So you don't mind if you fall doing something.
No, you get that extra support and understanding from the other people because they're going through the same thing and they can understand and they can speak to it and give you pointers or they see it. And it's funny because even though you guys have the same disease, it's a different point of view that if you hear what they're saying, you're like, oh, okay, I can try this or I can try that.
Absolutely. And I tell people, if you're going to fall forward. And it means you're still making
progress.
Exactly. And you just get the key's getting back up. So as long as we're getting back up, we're doing okay.
Exactly. And like you said, it might be a little slower, but we're still doing it.
Yeah, darn right. And I gotta be honest with you, Eric. With the disease, I mean, doing things slower is I smell the roses a little bit. I'm more focused on my kids. I'm more focused on things that are important to me instead of like worried about stuff that's not important. Because I know, you know, I have a window how I'm going to feel during the day. And being slower, you realize, you know, what's important.
Exactly. And it's funny because I had a question in here that when I wrote it out, I've been thinking about it. And it was, what bothers you the most? But why ask that question? Just what has been the best thing that since you've had Parkinson's has happened?
My folks, I mean, I was always a good dad, but I think I'm a better dad now because I listen more. You know, I don't bring work issues home like I used to. Work takes a back seat now to whatever my kids want to do.
Yeah.
Even with my friends and even at my job, I'm just more, because I do things a little slower. I can't, like, I'm not doing four things and doing four things bad. You know, jack of all trades, master of none.
Amen.
I'm doing things raw because you got to have some patience, and this is forcing me to be patient. I have no choice.
Yeah, and it's funny because my friends and family always said that I was a patient person to begin with, but
okay.
Now after being diagnosed and with the medication and being, I know one of the symptoms of the medication that I was just agitation.
Right. And, yeah, you're right. You get agitated. You're absolutely right.
So that, like, the first couple times, the first week or so, I noticed that, like, I was just annoyed, and I'm like, hold on, I need to keep that in check, because that's not me to begin with. So I've even become more patient. Like, especially, I have a teenage daughter who, I love her to death, but she's a teenage daughter.
I got three of them.
Oh my God, God bless you. But I've learned to listen more, like, I've learned to not just react or just listen and just... And I think our relationship has grown. She won't admit it because she's a teenage girl, but right. our relationship has grown because of it, because I've learned to listen and not just try to argue or try to reason. Cause I'm like, she's talking to me. That's all I care right now, that we're having a conversation. So I've learned to listen better.
Yeah. And I don't want them to see the Parkinson's anyway. I want them to see me just dad. Nothing's the matter with me.
Yeah.
So that's important to me that, you know, I'm able to do, I'm not, you know, they don't have, they can count on me. And so it makes me feel like I'm still, you know, being an effective role model and father, instead of being like sitting in a chair all day. I can't do this. I can't go to your games. I can't drive you somewhere, you know? So that's where you got to make up with the, that's when you got to find out what's important. And, you know, staying at work an extra 2 hours doesn't make sense. You're going to get tired when you get home and you can't focus on your kid.
Exactly. Or just going in late because you need to take care of something at home that's more important.
Exactly. And that's the best thing I can say about the disease. I mean, it's really given me a different focus on what's important.
Nice. Anything else that we didn't cover that you think we should mention just to raise awareness or let people know?
Yeah, I think the real important thing is I think everybody's got to be their own advocate. I mean, I sat around for 6 years. Pretty much, you know, as an old football analogy, sitting on the bench, not asking questions from my doctor, not looking into different things, not finding these many different specialists out there, from occupational to movement disorder, everything. I pretty much figured this is the way life's going to be. I got used to my new norm of slowness and all this stuff. but then I started to become my own advocate, asking questions, and things are getting better. Because there's all kind of, if you get diagnosed with the disease, the future is bright because there's all kinds of things in the pipeline, from different medications to different exercises. I mean, there's the FDA's got a pump out now that it's going to come out soon with that medication that I take. You'll be able to get it all day. And there's stuff in Europe that has already gone through with their medical system that is being tested by FDA.
Yeah, no, Europe is definitely leagues ahead of the U.S., but yeah. That's good because where they'll make its way here. But you hit the nail on the head with being your own advocate. I've been preaching that. And people, the other day someone said something about Michael J. Fox, and they were like, but he has a team. I'm like, so can you. Like, you can create your own team and be your advocate. Make them talk to each other. Be more assertive because it's your care and they're working for you.
Absolutely. And you can't fight this disease alone. You have to have a team from your daughter. Like, you have a daughter, my family, my wife, your mother and father, your friends.
Oh.
You need support around you. And you're right. Don't be afraid to answer doctor questions. You're not going to be offended.
And not even afraid to ask them questions. Give them orders. Be like, hey, listen, I need this from my occupational therapist. Can you call them or can you send them an email?
And I
always make the analogy, the car analogy. If your mechanic was working on your car and there was an issue, you wouldn't keep going to him, or you'd yell at him or get a second opinion.
Right.
Like, not that I'm saying go out and fire your doctor, but make him work for you because you're there to get yourself better.
Right, but that's where I want my doctor to show me. When I come in there, I want to see everything that's available. Let me choose what can work for me, because everybody, the medications don't work differently for everybody. So I want to know what's out there, and my neurologist should be able to show me. Oh, Joe, you could try this, you could try that, and we try it, and if it doesn't work, we try something else.
That's exactly the same conversation I have, or same relationship I have with my neurologist.
But their neurologist, I mean, I see every fifth. I saw him for like 15 minutes, and then I don't get another point for 6 months. So that's where you have to be your own advocate too. The research stuff, ask questions, you talk to your therapist, and keep moving. That's all we can say. Keep moving.
Oh, yeah.
As long as we're moving, we're doing okay.
Yeah, keep moving forward.
You know, I don't want any empathy. I want people just to treat me normal. You know, I know I might move a little differently sometimes. I may mumble my words sometimes, but I don't care. Treat me the same. I'm going to keep battling. I don't want to be given any special treatment.
Exactly. I've been mumbling for years, and now it all makes sense. Because that was always one complaint. Why do you mumble so much? I'm like, I don't know. Now I know.
It's crazy. I know. It's crazy. I always wondered, like, who the heck I beat up when I was a kid that, you know, I got struck with the disease. I had to make somebody mad. But you got to laugh about it too. When we joke about it, I mean, laughter is another good script therapy.
With
your friends,
with my friends and family. My wife at first was annoyed with, because I'd joke with the kids and stuff like that. Now she jumps right along and makes jokes with us. Because listen, if you can't laugh about it, then what else are you gonna do?
Yeah, exactly. And we're not. You know, it's not like we're a cancer patient where we might have 6 weeks to live. We're living, just living differently.
Yeah. We're just shaking things up and living at a slower pace.
Exactly. It's all in, you know, smelling the roses a little bit, you know?
Oh, yeah. All right, Joe. Well, thank you. Appreciate your time.
I appreciate your time. I appreciate what you're doing. You're spreading the word like this. It's pretty awesome.
Thank you. Hold on one second. Well, guys, I hope you liked the interview. It was informative. If you have any questions for Joe, feel free to shoot me an email or a message on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Smoke Signals, Morse Code, whatever you want. I'll forward them on to Joe. Talk to you guys later. What's shaking, my friends? Welcome to my podcast. I am the Trembling EMT, and this is my Parkinson's journey. Well, folks, thank you for tuning in. This has been my podcast, my Parkinson's journey. And as always, I am your host, the Trembling EMT. Stay strong, keep moving forward.